All right. Again, the Fond du Lac City Council last night voting to give the green light to a business group's alternate Lakeside Park master plan by voting to postpone replacing the existing Lakeside Park Pavilion project. In Fond du Lac, City Council member Ben Giles, who first brought this to the council's attention for consideration last fall, joins us in the studio. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. You may have heard some of the comments from the city manager who was on the first segment of the show. The next step is this feasibility study.
Indeed.
If the feasibility study comes back and says, all right, there are going to have to be changes, that, for example, let's say the feasibility study says restaurant's not going to work on the Lighthouse Peninsula. What happens at that point?
I think we have a great city staff and the supporters of Lakeside Park Exploratory Committee, the group that really kind of brought this to fruition, all have a lot of great experience. And so I think we'd find a good way forward. I don't know what would specifically happen, but it would eventually come back to the council and it'd be for the council to decide, you know, next steps and, you know, if we still do it, where it would be. But as of right now, it seems like the council's pretty interested in making it happen.
All right. So as of right now, the existing pavilion will be renovated. Are you confident that's going to be done in time for next walleye weekend?
Yeah. In working with the supporters group and having C.D. Smith come into the pavilion, talking with city staff, those upgrades to the pavilion realistically can get done before walleye weekend if the city authorizes it in good time. I mean, the city's got to have a good proposal. We have to have firm amounts on what we're willing to spend and what we'll get for spending that. And if we authorize it in the next couple months, I'm confident we can get it done before walleye weekend next year.
One of the reasons the city council approved the new pavilion was because it was a greatly expanded facility.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought was people with wedding receptions could host much larger gatherings. They could even have two events in that building at the same time. With a renovated facility, it would essentially be the same size. I mean, you wouldn't be able to do the kinds of things you would be able to do with a renovated facility. So even with a renovated facility and with the Restaurant History Museum, you don't get the same space that you would with an expanded facility. So is there still a need out there for
I think it's important that we keep the event space there, because you still do have the capability for 200 to come to that pavilion, and that pavilion will look nice. But we also need to be cognizant of the fact that we did just add a big Hotel Retlaw that has a beautiful event space, and now we have a conference center on the highway at the Radisson. One thing I heard when we were talking about the pavilion originally the last couple of years is that some of these other venues were a little bit worried about their business, and you know, they're a for-profit business that is reliant on event space. So I think it's a good compromise to have an event space still there in the pavilion, be able to fit that 200, be able to section it down to split it in two, have another smaller event space and meeting type space in that multi-use restaurant / history museum over by the Lighthouse Peninsula. But I'm confident that it'll work out. And right on the part too, I mean, you have the Eagles Club that offers an event space too. So we got to be cognizant of what the private sector offers in terms of event space and complement that in the park.
Using that argument, do you think restaurants are going to be concerned about the competition with a restaurant in the park?
I would assume there may be a bit of a concern. But once again, we see people using their boats to drive up the lake to go to restaurants that are on the lake. And so having this competitive advantage and having that there right on our waters and having people be able to dock is something that's very unique for Fond du Lac. And I think it's something that will do well. And I don't think it'll pull. I think it's gonna be a different demographic. I think restaurants will still be able to have their piece of the pie and still be able to make a living and have business. And I think the park will also bring in new types of people from all across the valley in their boats to enjoy that restaurant.
So I asked you this question last night. If everything goes as planned, if the feasibility study comes back clean and it looks like this is going to be a go, when do you, and if the existing pavilion's renovated in time for next Walleye weekend, when do you anticipate an amphitheater being up on Oven Island, restaurant history museum being up? When do you anticipate all of this being completed?
Well, the beauty of this plan is that obviously $4.6 million is coming from the private sector. With that 3.5 that we have authorized from the city, that puts us in a really good spot to start authorizing these to come to fruition if the feasibility study goes through and if everything's a go. I would say it's going to be within the council's discretion in the next couple months to year to really phase out the plan. But I would hope that in the next 3 to 5 years, we could see much of this plan come to fruition if that feasibility plan gets the green light.
All right. At some point, I mean, at this point, it's not funding the entire project, which is estimated at about $10 million.
Yeah, the project runs from $8 to $10 million. We have 4.6 committed from the private sector. I know City Manager Moore is going to be looking at capital improvement plan funds in the next 2 years, probably to complement the rest of that funding. Or we've had a lot of other individuals that have possibly might be interested in donating and coming to the table. I mean, that 4.6 comes from a select few. And so once we open that up, I think we might get some more interest as well.
All right. Fond du Lac City Council member Ben Giles. Ben, great to have you on the
program. Thanks, Greg.